Saudi Arabia and Pakistan have entered into a mutual defense pact. The agreement declares that aggression against one is aggression against the other. When asked if this places Saudi Arabia under Pakistan's nuclear umbrella, a senior Saudi official avoided specifics, saying only that the pact covers all defensive and military means deemed necessary. Pakistani forces could now, in theory, deploy to Saudi Arabia with missile systems and a joint air defense network tied to satellites and interceptors. All of this would come on top of the nuclear umbrella that, by strategic ambiguity, now extends over the kingdom. The details, however, remain unclear, as the pact is not yet public. What is clear is that the talks had been underway for at least 2 years, and the pact comes amid growing anxiety over America's reluctance to restrain Israel, with the Qatar attack serving as the breaking point. Saudi Arabia was in many ways the poster child of a non-NATO ally. Its loss of trust in US security guarantees signals a deeper strategic shift, with profound implications for China, India, and Iran. Riyadh now seeks to move on. The defense pact with Pakistan is therefore a bid for strategic autonomy, a once-in-a-generation realignment that marks the onset of a new geopolitical reality. Alliances, after all, are not built on promises, speeches, or shared values, but on the arithmetic of hard power. Interestingly, the defense pact could be just one move in a much larger game. Shortly after its signing, Trump raised the issue of Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, located just 120 kilometers from Pakistan's border. Given that the Saudi-Pakistani pact de facto extends a nuclear umbrella, Washington may now be exploring ways to intercept Pakistani missiles headed west. Bagram is geographically well placed for such a task. The pattern that is taking shape is difficult to ignore. And this is why today's sponsor, Ground News, is so useful. Legacy outlets tend to reduce these shifts to soundbites, while social media just amplifies outrage. Neither gives you the complete picture. Ground News, available as a website and app, brings together coverage from thousands of sources worldwide and shows them side by side. You can compare how different outlets cover the same story, check their bias, and see which stories are being ignored. For example, on the story page for the Bagram Airbase, you can immediately spot the differences in framing and find blind spots. More than 300 sources have covered the story, but left-leaning outlets have barely touched it. I use Ground News to connect the dots and form my own opinion, and I think you'll find it invaluable too. Go to ground.news/Caspian or scan the QR code to try it out. Subscribing through this link gets you 40% off the Vantage plan, and it directly supports my channel. Thank you, Ground News. The link is below. Saudi Arabia and Pakistan have maintained close military ties for decades. When Islamabad carried out nuclear tests in 1998, its economy was on the brink. Foreign reserves had fallen to just $400 million against a debt of $32 billion. US sanctions pushed Pakistan toward default, until Saudi money stepped in. To ease the pressure, Riyadh allowed Islamabad to buy oil on deferred payments under a 3-year plan. When the term ended, the Saudis quietly forgave much of the debt, turning the arrangement into an undeclared bailout. Generous, but certainly not an easy decision. At the time, oil prices had plummeted to around $10 a barrel. So, to aid Pakistan, Saudi Arabia was left with a massive budget deficit and was forced to take loans to cover its own expenses. That bailout, in the time of need, became the bedrock of Saudi-Pakistani relations. Prince Turki bin Faisal later captured the depth of the bond, calling it one of the closest relationships in the world between any two countries. Seen in this light, the defense pact between the two is not a sudden, alarmist move. It simply codifies decades of cooperation. The real turning point, however, is more recent. Saudi and Pakistani officials began talks on the military pact only a few years ago, but the Gaza war accelerated the process. For decades, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, and the UAE have been close US partners, hosting numerous American bases and relying on Washington to underwrite their security. But in the past 2 years, they have watched uneasily as the US stood by while Israel struck targets in Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, and now even Qatar. Even though the Arab monarchies have tense, often hostile relations with Tehran, Israel's unchecked strikes have set off alarm bells. The attack on Doha, most of all, rattled the region. It reshaped how the Arab monarchies viewed their own security and America's guarantee of it. For additional context, check out our recent video on the Qatar attack, which compartmentalizes the background into clear parts for easier understanding. Suffice it to say, none of the Arab monarchies expected Israel to strike a major non-NATO ally, especially one mediating between Hamas and Israel. The Saudis now see US security guarantees differently. It doesn't carry the same weight as before. America's inertia, combined with Israel's unrestrained operations, has heightened Saudi anxieties. The defense pact with Pakistan is the result of that. Technically, the pact is not a full treaty, but for Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, the distinction may not matter. More importantly, the bilateral defense pact has the potential to grow into something bigger. The Gulf Arab states have long seen Pakistan's military as a credible, nuclear-capable deterrent, and its conduct in the May 2025 skirmish with India only cemented that belief. More nations could now either join the existing defense pact or pursue separate bilateral defense pacts of their own. Qatar, Turkey, Egypt, Bangladesh, and the UAE stand out as the most likely contenders. Saudi Arabia's defense pact with Pakistan holds deep implications for both nations, but it also comes with a lot of gray area. Islamabad risks being drawn into Saudi Arabia's rivalries with Iran and Yemen, while Riyadh assumes a stake in Pakistan's disputes with India and Afghanistan. The Indian front is perhaps the most complex of all. Over the past decade, New Delhi has steadily strengthened its ties with Riyadh. Saudi Arabia is one of India's largest oil suppliers. Bilateral trade sits at nearly $43 billion. And in April, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made his third visit to the kingdom. Yet, at precisely the moment when Pakistan faces the threat of Indian military action, Islamabad has secured a mutual defense pact with Saudi Arabia, signed on Modi's birthday, no less. So, the agreement introduces new uncertainties into future India-Pakistan dynamics, which will need to be addressed as the agreement is implemented. But for Pakistan, the pact is more than a defense arrangement. It addresses its most pressing vulnerabilities. You see, Islamabad does not need Saudi guarantees. Its military, backed by nuclear deterrence, an indigenous arms industry, and Chinese weapons, can hold its own. What it lacks, however, are two essentials: energy security and financial resilience. Armed conflict is not just about tanks, missiles, and aircraft. It is about supply lines, logistics, and the liquidity needed to keep an economy running under strain. For Pakistan, external shocks such as sanctions, energy price spikes, or sudden financial cutoffs have long capped its ability to sustain a prolonged war. India had counted on this vulnerability, hoping to drain Pakistan's resources through drawn-out skirmishes. But with Saudi oil and financial backing now secured, the cap on Pakistan's endurance has been lifted. Pakistan will now be able to expand its arsenal beyond what its own economy could sustain and scale up its arms industry while doing so. To be clear, the pact is unlikely to fully deter India from striking Pakistan. But with support from three key powers, China, Turkey, and now Saudi Arabia, Islamabad is in a good place. For the first time, it can pair Chinese weapons with Saudi oil and money, giving it a warfighting capacity it has never had before. Meanwhile, for Saudi Arabia, the pact is just as valuable. Saudi lawmakers had initially sought a defense treaty with the United States, along with US cooperation on a civilian nuclear program of its own. But the White House turned down the request and insisted that any deal would first require Saudi Arabia to normalize relations with Israel. Tensions escalated after the Hamas attack on October 7th, which set off the Gaza war and a wider regional conflict. Riyadh grew increasingly outraged by Israel's campaign in Gaza and by the conduct of Netanyahu and his far-right allies. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman went as far as to accuse Israel of committing genocide, making it clear that normalization was off the table unless Netanyahu ends the war and takes steps toward establishing a Palestinian state. At the same time, the Saudis kept close ties with the Trump administration. They pledged more than $600 billion in US investments and hosted Trump in Riyadh during his Gulf tour in May. The hope was to nudge the White House toward compromise on the defense treaty. However, the negotiations that followed came to nothing. Saudi officials now acknowledge that a defense treaty with Washington is not going to happen unless they first normalize relations with Israel, something they have made clear they will not do. And so, for Saudi Arabia, the pact with Pakistan doubles as a signal to Washington and Tel Aviv that the kingdom can chart its own security. And frankly, it has to. Saudi Arabia sits at the intersection of global trade, energy infrastructure, and regional conflicts. These are all liabilities that cut to its very survival. But by tying its defense to Pakistan, a nuclear-armed state with experience in both conventional and unconventional warfare, Riyadh gains an ally that can act without Washington's oversight. The pact is, at once, a hedge against an Israeli strike on Saudi soil and as an insurance against American unpredictability. Perhaps most importantly, the pact extends Pakistan's nuclear umbrella over Saudi Arabia. Even if not spelled out in the agreement, the strategic ambiguity of Pakistani nukes factoring into Saudi security is deterrent enough. And so, by signing the defense pact, Saudi Arabia has de facto gained a nuclear umbrella without breaching non-proliferation norms, while Pakistan has landed the strongest bankroller in the Middle East without the fiscal strings of the IMF. Nevertheless, some lines remain firmly in place. Saudi Arabia remains and will continue to be primarily dependent on the US for security. For now, this is hedging, not decoupling. I've been your host Shirvan from Caspian Report. If you approve of what we do, please leave a comment, hit the like button, and mayhaps share the video. In any case, thank you for your time, and salam.